We are on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, a little after the middle of the Amid. Ha'ish Mekadesh Es Bitoy Boyu B'Shluchay. Tanan Hosam, we learned a Mishneh and Meseches Gittin. Nara Hamurasa Hi Bo'avio Mekablin Es Gita. If a nara morosa, so the get can be given to her father and to herself. Oma Rabbi Yehuda ein shte yodayim zoichos ke'echot. There is no such concept that one person should have two yodayim, two rishuyos to give the get. Elo ovio mekabel es gita. The ov is mekabel the get, and not the naira. Now let us see Rashi in Tosfos. Zok Rashi, nara hamurosa. Now we have, we're going to have in Rashi, Rashi is Soiser himself, one Rashi after the next Rashi. And Tosfos explains that Rashi was Chayzer from the second Dibur, and the first Dibur is after the Chazore. So let us see what the Rashi first. This is after the Chazore. Nara Hamurosa, Hu Adin L'Ktano. That there's no difference between a Ktano or a Naira. V'hai de Pligi Benara. So why did the Mishnah mention Naira? If a ketana can also be mekabel aget, loydiacha koichay the Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though she is a naira, and even though she has a yad, she's a gedol already. Afal pikein avia v'loihi. But according to the tanikame, so afilo a ketana could also be mekabel aget. He the Oviho, oi he, oi Oviho. He, Narashi, is going to be Soisa himself. Share Gedoilo he. Because she is a Gedoilo. The Yeshlo Yad. And she has a Yad. For Omra Toiro, the Nosan Beyodo. She's a Gedoilo. She has a Yad. So the Nosan Beyodo, so she can see him be Mekabal again. Vaviha, her father, Shatayra Zichsaloi Lekabel Kiddushel. The Torah was Mezake, the father, to be Mekabel her Kiddushin, as Bitin Asati Lishazer. Veiskish Yitzia Lahavai, and just like he can marry her off, he can be Mekabel the get also. Now here Rashi says, and we see this from the beginning of this Rashi, Vedavke Naira. Dafke Naira. Avol ktano avia v'loihi, a ktano avia v'loihi. So this is Rashi before the Chazore, and the first Rashi is Rashi after the Chazore. Now, I just like to explain what is pshat in this shita. L'chayre, this is a dover muskim that. A ktano that does not have a father can zicha be mekabel aget. That's no shaila about it. So we see that for geirishin, the ktanos also has a yad lekabel gita. So we have to understand, so why does Rashi say, no, Rabbi Yehuda holds, ein shte yodayim zoicha is kechot. Fine, that's a concept. There's no such thing that one person should have two rishuyos for the Kabbalah saget. Fine. But the Chachamim hold there is such a concept. And a ktano without a ov is icha mekabalah get. So she does have every yad for geirishin. So why is it when she has a father, here all of a sudden the Chachamim also hold avia v'loihi. So this is what we have to understand. So I saw in Atar Shmuley brings down from Dachs Medeshita Lenoy Delemi and the Pesek Pnei Yeshua in Gittin that Be'emison Aktane is Alav Bazdas. If there's no father, for Gerishin, Ayad Koldahu is sufficient. That means she's Alav Bazdas, but for Gerishin, which helps Afilu Bal Kocho, Afilu Ayad Koldahu is sufficient. But when is a yad koldu sufficient, if there's nothing better that we could make the gerishin? So then, we can use a yad koldu. But when there's a father, then we say, botlo yodo legamri legabi yovia. Then there's, if there's a superior yad and an inferior yad, so somehow then the inferior yad becomes botl to the superior yad. So that is why Rashi says, Aktano avia v'lohi, anayro, so the two equal yodas, so then the Chachamim hold that he v'avia, oi hi oi avia, mekablin as gita. That is pshat in Rashi. Now let us see Tosfos. Nan osom, nara moroso, hi v'avia, mekablin gita. Perish akuntris, Dafke Nairo Avol Ktano Divrei Hakel Ovio Veloihi. But a Ktano is Ovio Veloihi. Va'af al gav dom rine beperik is kabel Gimel midais bekotten. There are three dargis of das by a cotton. Tzrer v'zorkoi, egiz v'noitloi, that's one darge. He knows to differentiate between a nut and a stone. And then there's pu'utois from 6 to 8. So in the second mide of pu'utois, it says, uchenegdoi, biktano misgareshes bikdusha oviyo, aktane can be mekabel aget, even though she is married minatoire. Perish shemekabeles gita. So Tosfos says that there's an often gemore that aktane can be mekabel aget. And here Rashi says aktane cannot be mekabel aget. Tzorech loyme, the mayri be yisayme. There it's speaking about there's no father. Oy benisue, or it's speaking about after nisuin. Even though she has a father, but she is not anymore birshus aviyah. So there the halacha is that she has a yad. There's no av around. There's no yad olim around. So then a yad koldo is also sufficient. Avo min ha'eresin. But if she is, it did not mean any soon. Avo min ha'eresin avia v'lohi. So that's pshat and Rashi. Umiyu koshe. So now Tosfos says akasha and Rashi. The lekamon b'shmaiten koma. Ktano sh'omroi hiskabeli giti. Eine get ad sh'yegia liyod. And later the Gemara is a shayla. If a naira b'chaye avia can make a shliach. This is a sugya vayta. Naira, according to the Chachamim, is mekabel aget. B'chaye yavir. Can she make a shliach? A shayla in the Gemara. So the Gemara brings down as follows. Ketana, it says as follows. Ketana sh'omre is kabeli giti. What if a ketana made a shliach to be mekabel the get, a shliach of Kabbalah, ain't a get, at she yagia gita liyoda. So it's not a get, because a ktana kizicha cannot make a shliach, so it's not a get. So Tais, fine. Mashme, but Tais says, so, avol mashme, kshigia get liyodo, migoreshes. It says, the shliach didn't become a shliach lekabbalah, but if the baal made him a shliach leiloche, eino get, ad shigia get liyodo, but when she'll get the get, she'll become a goreshes. So we see klar that a ktano can be mekabel aget. So Tosfos says, well, what's the kasha I'm asking? V'af al gav the mukik she'ein la'ov. The Gemara says it's speaking about there's no father. No, as I just said, if there's no father, Rashi is also moide that a yad koldo is good. All shows when there's a father. Haydi mishum de kashalei diyuke doha naira harei ze get. So Tai says you have to go into the sugya. The Gemara brought down this halacha, a ktana that made a shlich le kabola einu megereshes. Hashigi get liyoda. But it would seem a naira is megereshes. You see, a naira can make a shliach. There's a man Yoma that says a naira cannot make a shliach. Only she herself can take it. She can't make a shliach. So the Gemara answers, it's speaking about when there's no father. When there's no father, she can make a shliach. So the only reason that the Gemara had to say it's speaking about that there's no father is because they have a problem in the diuk. There's a diuk, naira could make a shliach, and I hold a naira can't make a shliach if there's a father, so I'm saying it's no father. But forget about the diuk. Let's learn the halacha that it says. It says a ktana can't make a shliach. Meinu megereshes sheshigi get liyodo, bo the gi get liyodo's megereshes. I, how can this be if she has a father? So you see, Claude, that didn't bother the Gemara at all. That a ktane could zikhe be mekabel a get, even though she is a father. Aber mi kom ok im mitchila vesal ke daitach de mairi bishe yesh lo of, vafil ochi mashme shegi a get le yodo me goreshes. Shma mi no, ktano yish lo yad le kabel gito. So we see Claude, that and that's like Rashi in the first lashon of Rashi, the first dibamas of Rashi. Makach perish riba Rav Meir de nokat naira. Now it says naira marosa hiva via mekablin gitavu adin ktana. For de nokat naira le diacha koichei the Rabbi Yehuda afilu be naira afilu she's a naira via velohi b'shuv chasa by Rashi.
That
is the first Rashi that we have. Now let us finish the Rashi. We stopped in the middle of Rashi. Rashi says, "Vidava." We said that Hiva Via is Vidavke min Ha'erisin. So she is still Birshus Avia. Aval min Nesuyin, if she was a Nesua ready, so when she became a Nesua, is Yotzis or Mirshus Avia, is he Veloy Avia? The Mishini says, Ein Lavia Rishus Bo. That is according to the Tanakhame. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Shte Yodayim Zoicha Iske Echod. Beguf Echod, there is no concept of two Yodayim. Now let us continue. Anu Aloche. Vachol She'ein Yechoyla Lishmer es gito. If she is unable, Lishmer es gito, we'll see soon in Rashi what this means. Ein yechayla lehisgarish. A new halacha. So Rashi says, V'chol she'ein yechayla lishmer es gito, ein yechayla lehisgarish. Afilo al yedei avia. That means, afilo the Kabbalah's haget is through her father. Da shaitehi, va amar Rab Yitzchak v'shilcha mi beisoi, mi shemishalcha ve'ena chezeres. That there's a minimum amount of das the woman has to have, that she has to realize that things are changed after the gerushin. It's v'shilcha mi beisoi. She realizes she's being sent away. She won't come back. But if she doesn't understand the whole concept of Geirishin, so she's Mishalcha v'chayzeres, so she's a lav bas Geirishin, so it doesn't matter who received the get, but she's not Megureshin, she's a lav bas Geirishin. Meseches Yevam is Peirik Cheresh Shenosa. Zok Toisviz, V'chol she'eino yecheilo lishmer es gito, eino yecheilo lihizgarish. Perish bekuntas. Loi al yedei atzma, v'loi al yedei avia. Lefi shehi kishoyte, v'shoyte matine beperi kheresh, mi mishalcho ve'eino chizeres. He says, so Rashi had learned, this is a halacha in the Isha Mizgereshes, she has to realize the concept of Gerishin, that she's now, she's Mishulach Mibesa. She won't come back. Ve'imkein. So Taisa said. So according to Rashi, it comes out Lefize, Ktano She'ena Yedas Lishmer Gita. Let's see, she's less than a Pu'utai, she's Shel Bezerkai. So it'll come out, Einem Isgareshet, Loi Yedei Aviyo, V'loi Al Yodel. That's all come out according to Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, the Ktano Misgareshes Al Yedei Aviyo. That this Aloche, let us perhaps say, Shtikulomdis, this is also in Ateres Shmuel, that the Yad of Kabbalah's Get, that means the Get is given over in a Yad. So it's not called a Yad L'Kabbal Get unless through this Kabbalah she will not return to the husband. So Memele, so we'll see the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is, so if you give her the get, aktane, that's any das lishmeres get, she doesn't understand the concept of gerishin, that she's being this garish. So there's a chesor, not in the kavre, no, in the yad. This is not a yad of kabbalah's gerishin, because she does not understand the concept of gerishin. But if the yad of the Kabbalah's Gerishin is the father, so the father will make sure she won't go back. So the Yad of Kabbalah's Gerishin understands the concept of Gerishin, so therefore it's Misgareshes. It is considered a proper Kabbalah of Gerishin. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, Tiktana Misgareshes Ayidei Aviyah. Umeviraim Yerushalmi, Dekama Hosom, Matam Shoite Eina Misgareshes. The Yerushalmi says, what is the reason that one cannot be Megaresh a Shoite? Peligi Bo Ameroi. So in the Yerushalmi, this is a Machloikes Ameroi. Chat Omar Mishum Greire. What Matiyoma said as Greire? What does Greire mean? Perish. Shelo Yunim Shochim Achareho Lahav Kiro. That means, one should not be Megarish HaShoite, because Kozman, she's married, so she's Al Kaponim, she's secluded, she finds herself in, together with her husband. So we don't have to be doyig that there'll be Mizanda with her. But the minute she gets a get, and she's a Shoite, so Memele, so people will be mizana with her. Shloyinim shochim achel laavkira. Therefore, one should not give a shoyta get. That's one mandiyama. The chadom amishena yechayla lishmer es gito perish shechayzeres. The other one says halachically that she's not capable of getting a get because she doesn't understand the concept of gerish. Uboy. So there are two reasons why one should not be megarish a shoyte. Either because noigim ba minik hefker, greire, or because it's mishalcha v'chayzeres. Uboi, so the Yerushalmi asks a shayla, my binai, what's the difference, this reason or this reason? So the Yerushalmi answers, ike binayu tlas mili. There are three nafkaminas between these two mahalchim. Nafkamina number one, Ovar v'girish, he gave her a get. That's nafkamina number one. He didn't ask any shalos, he gave her a get. What happens now? Is she gonna get? Or she's not gonna get? This will explain all the three nafkaminas. Nafkamina number two, yesh lo av, she had the shaita as a father, v'yocher lishma gita, and he could make sure that she won't go back to the husband. Nafkamina number three, itim shoite ve itim chaloima. that this shaita, she has ups and downs. Sometimes she's a shaita, sometimes she's a chachomet. So these are three nafkaminis between these two timing. Uperish Rabbeinu Tam. So now the Rabbeinu Tam explains all three nafkaminis. Ova v'girish. The first nafkamin, he gave her a get. He didn't ask any shouts, he gave her a get. So he says, Laman di yoma mishum greira, if the time is you don't give her a get, because yina gobo minek efke, begureshes, the kivin I have a high isura din igreres elomi da rabona. This is only a da rabona diketakone, don't give her a get, a kilkel might come out. So that's a din lachatchila, don't give her a get. But if he gave her a get, she's the get. Shari b'diyevet. Aba laman diyama mishum de mishalche v'chayzeret. So this is a halach in Hilchus Geirishin that Megureshes has to understand the concept of Geirishin. There has to be a concept of Shiluach. Eini Megureshes. So then she's not Megureshes. I've only gave her yet. Kivin da havi hai surah diyeraisa. This is a psul diyeraisa. Osar afilu b'diyeva. So this get won't help. This is a condition in Geirishin that the Mugureshes has to realize that it's Vishilcha, that she's being sent away. So Memela, this is a derais of the Kipsu. Nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two. Yeshla of V'yocher Lishmer Gita. She has a father. And the father will make sure that she won't go back. The father will make sure, that means the husband lived in the Bronx, so the father is going to take her, we're moving now to Los Angeles, so he's taking care that she won't go back, she won't go back to the Bronx, fine? So Mimele, so it's Mishalcha Ve'ina Chazeres, he'll take care, it's Mishalcha Ve'ina Chazeres. But at the time of Gzeira in Los Angeles, we also have a problem of the Yinagabo Yinagavka. Is Laman Dioma Mishum Greira, also Legal Shalachatchila? Or Laman Dioma Mishum de Mishalcha Bechezas, Afilu Lachatchila Mizgaresh, Shilatim Gal Shalachatchila? Duzu Eina Chezera, she's not gonna go back. Lavisha Via Misham Roshlai Tachse. So that's the second Nafkamin. Third nafkamina, itim shoite ve'itim chaloime. Man diyoma mishum greira, osa legal shalachatchila. Dilma yina gubo mina kefke. Man diyoma mishum de mishalcha v'chayzeres. Zu eina chayzeres, kshemigar shakshi chaloime, v'yoch legal shakshi chachom. Again, we see also it's halach in the maise gerishin, that it has to be the Vinosan Biyoda has to be a Maisav of Vishilcha. So if Bishas, when she received the get, it was Vishilcha, then she was a Chachome, even though a minute later she lost everything, and the Baal Kaponim, it's called Vishilcha. Abba, so we have a Yerushalmi. Im Kain, we have three Nafkaminas in the Yerushalmi. Im Kain, Mashme, Mitoich a Yerushalmi. The Ktano, Sheyesh lo'ov, Aktano that has a father, Yechayla liizgarish kedefrishis. That's the second nafkamina. Yesh lo'ov sheyochel l'shamro. Yesh lo'ov lishmeres gita. Leman de omishim mishalche bechezeres miskareshes. Duzu eina chezeres shavi omishamro sheina chezeres. Fine. So memela so Tosfos is chaylik an Rashi. Rashi had said, "B'chol she'ne chayla lishmas gita eini yechayla lizgarsh afilu al yedei avia." Rashi seemed to learn it's not aloch in the Kabbalah hagerishin; it's aloch that the miskareshes has to understand the concept of gerishin. And Taisu says, "Anof ni Yerushalmi fakir." Well, the Taisu Sarosh says, according to Taisvis, there's a shtikal problem over here, and he mentions this problem. Let us go back to the Mishnah. Tnan also, Nara Maroso, Hiva Via Mikablim Eskito. Her or the father. Omar Rab Yehuda, Einste Yadayim, Zoiches Kachas, Elo Ovio Elavia mekabel is gita. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, she can't, only the father. Then the next halacha is, v'chol she'en yechayla lishmer es gita, eina yechayla lizgabish. If ein yechayla lishmer es gita, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the case? If the father took the get, so the father's yochel l'shamra, so what's the problem? If she took the get, some say she can't take a get. So it's coming out that this memre, b'chol she'en yechayla lishmer es gita, is only going according to the Tanakame. If she took the get, it's modne. It's like, because the Tana brings down first as a machlokes, the Tanakame and Rabbi Yehuda, and then a new halacha, which seems this new halacha is a halacha muskemis according to both of them. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, this halacha only applies according to the Tanakama. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no such concept of this halacha, because if the father takes the get, so it's, that's called that's Yochel Ishmer. If she took the get, so some say she ain't stay your time zoiches keechot. This kasha the Tosfos Rosh asks. So akoponim, but let's go back. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam holds ain't the Yochel Ishmer as gita. So if ain't the Yochel Ishmer as gita, the halacha is that if the father is mekabel the get, there's no problem. Tosfos Afal gav de komach osam de mishum greira osam. Now we're bucky in Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi said that there are two timing why one should not give a shoyta get. And one time is als greira, and according to the time of greira, for she has a father, our father will not be able to eliminate the chesaron of greira. So how can, according to the Rabbeinu Tam seems that lechatchila can give the get to our father. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, ani mili b'gdoila v'sheita. If she's a naira, she's a sheita, v'sheyesh lo taiva, u'b'nei odem lohutim acheho. So memele, so we have a tartel reyese. She's a bastaiva, and people also want, and so memele, there, we can't, so Chazal asked her to give her a get. Nei nami she'ine chayzeres, is no chesorin ha-mishalcha v'chayzeres, mikolokim kamechish mishum greire. That's the Yerushalmi. Avu k'tano de lav bastaiva, k'tano de lav bastaiva, leke lemechish klau, we only have to be chayish umizgareshes. Yeah. The Dachsmir, the Hamakne says, if I'm not mistaken, the Hamakne is a big problem with this Taisvis, that Lemaise, Chazal were Mesakin, Kedushim, the Rabbonim for a Ketana, and the reason is, Shoyinah Gaboninik Hefka. So Memele, so we see that by a Ketana it also applies. This is the Hamakne's Kashe. So the Makne says there's two types of ketanis. They were, this takoni says dafkes by a peutais, when she has a little das ready. Then she's a bas taiva also. Then you have to be afraid. But tzrir v'zerke eges v'noitloyeps, the smaller darge, when she's not, then she's mishal chavene chezeres also. Then she understands. She understands many things already. But a darga of mishalcha v'chezeres, that's by tzreir v'zorkoi, then they weren't misakin kedushin for her. Then she's taka, because then she's alav bas taive, and then we don't have to be afraid of greira. That's what the Makne says. Zok to Gemara Vaita. So we hear here a machloikis, the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda by Geirishin, Naro and Avio, according to Tosfos, in Rashi Lacha Chazoru, the Nektana Bavio, according to the Tanakama, both are Mekabel Aget. Yeah. Omar Rish Lakish, kemachloikis legerish and kach machloikis legdush. Now this zicha is speaking about a naira, k'tana can't be mekabel kedushin. You're talking about a naira. A naira v'aviya. So just like the Tanakama holds in Gerishin, you have your two yodis. So within by Kedushin, you also have two yodis. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Machloikis Legerishin. There's a Machloikis in Gerishin. There the Tanakama holds that he v'aviya. Avoli Kedushin divrei hakel aviya v'loyi. By Kedushin, everyone holds Aviya V'loyi. For Oma, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, my time with Rabbi Yochanan, why is Kedushin different? Why can she be Mekabel Kedushin? What is the difference between Kedushin and Gerushin? My time with Rabbi Yochanan, Alibeda Rabbonon, Gerushin de Machneses, Atzmo, Lurshus, Aviya, by Gerushin, she's going back to her father's rishus. That means we are not stepping on the father's toes when she's mekabel get. Fakat, she's entering, she's going back to his rishus. And we're speaking about Mr. Ma'aforos Nedorim. Ma'aforos Nedorim before Alts Arusa, who was the Orus and the father, he lost a chelik of his bailus. And Aforis Nedorim, when she became an Arusa, when she gets a get, so he has full control over the Nedorim. So Memele, so there, the Rishus Ha'av is not Mafkia, her Koyach to be Mekabel a get. Fakert, he's gaining from it. She's going back into his Rishus. But the geirish in the machneses atzma l'rishus aviyo beini bein aviyo kiddushin the mafkas atzma mirshus aviyo. She is now in mirshus aviyo. So now she's taking a step without the father's permission and thus she's getting married. She's waving goodbye to her father. She's getting married. She's taking herself out of the rishus of the on her own accord. So Memela, that she doesn't have bailus. This already is to take herself out of the rishus of the year. Then the halacha is of the year v'loyi. That the father has to do. She doesn't have a bailus to take herself out of the rishus of the year. Let us see Rashi. Kach machloikis b'kedush. According to Reish Lakish, we have the same machloikis b'kedush. Megeira shenishma l'kedush. Vila rabbonon im kitcha atzmo b'kedushes. L'abiyu da'ina b'kedushes. My time with Rabbi Yeholi b'da rabbonon, d'shon ilay ben kedushin l'geirishin. Geirishin d'machneses atzmo b'kabolas kita l'rshus aviyo. That by receiving the get, she's getting more under the authority of her father. Omrin and Devian Aminechilai. So he's happy with this. Shitekabal hi vavegita, then it's a get. But Kedushin, that she's going away from his authority. So Mamela, there could be. So this is tampering with his rishus. So memele. So here, Rabbi Yochanan holds, according to the Chachomim, it's aviya v'loyi. Since this is the rishus, aviya prevents her from taking herself out of his rishus. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. According to the Chachomim. Frag the Gemara. You're telling me a yisod. You are telling me a yisod that what? That when she's going out of Rishus Aviya, so then it's Aviya Balahi. V'rei Maima, what does Rashi say? Kidushe Yovom B'yevimtoi Kruya Maima. means the Rabbanon were Mesakin Maima, min HaTorah Yoni Koine Yevome with Biyah. The Rabbanon said that there's a concept of Kesef and Shtar, but this is a Yevome. This is Ishus of a Yevome, the Rabbanon the Kishus. Rei Maima, the Mavkas Atzma Mirshus Aviyo. Usnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Ktano min ha'erisin, if she is a Yevome min ha'erisin, that means she was an Arusa to Reuven. Reuven died, she's falling liyibum to Shimon. Ein oisim bo maima elo midas aviyah. So then you only make maima midas aviyah. Vaha naira. What is the same scenario? She's a naira. She was married to Reuven, and Reuven died. Bein midas atzma, bein midas aviyah. So here the halacha is that she can also make maima. Bein midas atzma, bein midas aviyah. Masha ein kein b'kedushin. B'kedushin, it's not like this. But al koponim, we'll see why later. But al koponim, this is akashe on Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanine. If you're telling me the reason that according to the Chachomim she cannot make kedushin herself because she's going out of the Rishus Aviyah, so that's why she cannot make kedushin herself. So why can she make? Why can't she make maima herself? That's the reason. So maima is also mafkas atzma mirshus aviyah. And here it says, klova nairo beimidas atzma, beimidas aviyah. So the Gemara says, you're right, that we said the wrong pshat in Rabbi Yechanan. Mafkas atzma mirshus aviyah is not a factor to prevent her from being mekabel kedushin. Aye, so what is pshat in Rabbi Yechanan? Ele yitma ochiyit. Omer Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanine, my time the Rabbi Yochanan ali b'Rabbanon. Kedushin de midaito. Kedushin is done. Midasa isha. Ovio v'lohi. So memele by kedushin. So the decision. The kedushin, you need a decision mitzat ha'isha. So there the chachamim hold, if a decision has to be made, is aviyo v'lohi. So the father is the one who makes a decision. It's his priority, not her priority. Geirishin, now that what we heard, that the chachamim hold bein aviyo b'ini, the bal kolcho, geirishin, is done shaloi midas aviya, shaloi midato, geish nebalkoch, bein hi, bein aviya. So memele, that is not mahalach in Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon is just saying, the chachomim hold by a chalois that needs das, then the das of the of is necessary to acquire, and then it's the chachomim also holds aviya v'loi. That what they said, that Hivavi is by Gerishin. Their opinion is not asked, it's done by Al-Kolchon. It's Memela, it's Bein Hi, Bein Aviyah. Frag the Gemara, so what did you accomplish with this? Harei Maima. So let's go back to Maima. Here the Chachomim say that Maima is Bein Hi, Bein Aviyah. It's also the Midaita. It's also you need Das to make Maima. Uketani bein hi u bein aviya. And it says bein hi u bein aviya. So the Gemara is so, you just told me, you saw that Rabbi Yechanan said, whenever you need das up. So the Gemara says, Hosom, this is speaking about b'maimer de bal kolcho. It's speaking about maimer that helps bal kolcho without any consent. The Rebbe is going according to Rebbe. The Sanya, we learned about Aise. Ha'oise maimer b'yevemtoi shaloi midato. If a person will make maimer, Rebbe oimer kone. Rebbe says, you're kone. V'chamim oimrim loy kone. You're not kone. My time at the Rebbe. What's the time of Rebbe? Gomar mi biyedi yevoma. He learned that from Yibu. That ma biyedi yevoma bal kolcho, avhochen nami bal kolcho. So, that means, mi derabbono, good, mina teure, the issues comes about to yevoma yoviyolem. The Rabbonon said, by a Yevome, there's issues through Kesef and Shtar, but they compared the Kinyan Kesef and Shtar, which is Midah Rabbonon, in a Yevome, to Bia, which is a Kinyan Deraisa, in a Yevome. So just like Yibum does not need the Dasa Isha, so Adin, Kesef and Shtar, Midah Rabbonon does not need the Dasa Isha. But that's the Svara of Rabbi. We look at the Maise Kinyan. We look at the Maise. We're saying that Kinyone issues apply by Ayevome. Ma Kedushin de Midaito, Avochinami de Midaito. Ba Maiko Miflegi, what's the Mafloikis? Rabbi Sova Mili de Yevome, Mi Yevome Avole Lemelev. That means, but vinish vi, she's a yevome. A yevome is isha iknuloy min ha-shamayim. A yevome is a different seder in Gansen. A yevome is isha iknuloy min ha-shamayim. Good, you need certain kinyonim to accomplish this. Min ha-teiretz with yibum, with biyem, min ha-rabonon, they say. But you're speaking about a yevome. We're speaking about issues of a yevome. So issues of a yevome has different guidelines than issues of kiyikach ishisha. This is a ishi kolam in the shemaim. So here, so even though midarabona we were moisiv more kinyonim to acquire this ishi shikolam in the shemaim, but it's she's a yevome. So you learn out mili di yevome, mili di yevome, because the ishis is an ishis of a yevome. And the rabbon, and sovri kiddushin mi kiddushin havalei lemeilev. No, but there's no such kinyan by Yibum. The whole kinyan of Yibum is Bia. If we're saying that kinyone issues applies midarabona by Yibum, so they have to have the guidelines of issues. Issues is midaito. So memele, so that's a intricate component of issues, the dasa isha. So memele, so if we're saying that midarabonon, this works by yevom, but it has to have hilchis issues. So memele, she nidavke midaito. That is the machloikis, Rebbe and the Rabbonon. So before we see Rashi, I'd like just to mention a ha'oret. So let us go back to the Baraisa. The Baraisa said that the Maima by a Nairo Beimidas Atzmo Beimidas Aviyo. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you said by Kedushin Aviyo Bloi. So the man says, no, here Maima, the reason is because when you need Das, you need a Haskomet to make it, then the das lies in the hands of the father. Then you need the decision of the father. Geirishin, you don't need any decisions. On Balkocha, then it's Beina Bia Beini. But so here Maima is done Balkocha. It's going according to Rabbi. So Memela, there's no decision that has to be made, no Haskoma that has to be given. Beini Beina Bia. So let us go to the first halacha that it says over here. The first halacha is ktano, avia v'loihi. It says avia v'loihi. Now, we had the zamachloikis to l'shaynis in Rashi and other l'shaynim. Can a ktane be mekabel a get? Do we say Rashi and Tosfos holds avia v'hi? If she is a yat, if you don't need das, so it's a viyavi. So memele, so the Ramban asks this kasha and Tosis from this gemara. So why does what's the difference between ktano and and Naira. If you say a Ketan, the Kibi Mekabel again, also, whenever you don't need Das, there is no difference between a Ketan and a Naira. So why by Maima? Why by Maima is a Via Veloyi? So this is a Raya to the first Lashon of Rashi, that a Ketan Bechlal does not have a Chshivas of a Yad, Kozman, there's a father. I mean, this is the Ramban's Kasha on Tosfos. So, before we go into the sugya, let us just see Tosfos for 1 minute, and then I'll say over what the Amakna says. B'mayma de bal kolchoch v'rebihi. So this is the Maskonis HaGemorah. Speaking about Maima bal kolchoch, it's going according to Rebbe. V'im toima, Maiko maktano ein oisin bo maima, elo mi das ovio, va nairo, mi dato u mi das ovio. So the whole thing says, whose das you need? V'ike Rebbe, holoi bine loi daito v'loi das ovio. You just said it speaking about that it's Maimer and Bal Kochoch, and you don't go, and here it says Das, the Das of Vio, Night of Das of Vio. Bishleim the Hochi Kama, Tzorich Loihedia Lo Oilo of Vio, Vachakach Yikachena Bal Kochoch. Das over here does not mean Rotzen, Askome. Das means you have to inform. That means, let us talk about, a person goes over to Yevome, and he gives a pute, finish. What's this for? None of your business. So, it seems that's not good. He has to, even though it's Bal Kocho, he has to be my dear what he's doing. Then he can do it, even though she says, I don't want it, and then take it, not up to her. But he has to, this absadin, das over here does not mean rotzen. Das means you have to be informed. You have to inform, oh, that this halacha is necessary, afilu by maima, which is bal kocho, you have to be informed what you're doing. I think the Magna says could be by Gerish. There's also such a halacha, if she's a yeshena, even though she has to know that there's a Gerish going, This task she has to be aware of. What is happening? Then later, we don't have to ask, she doesn't have to agree to what is happening, but she has to be aware of what is happening. So Memela, so the Makna says, so besides Golnish Gefellach and Taisvis, he says, Punkfakel. It's a raya to Taisvis. Amor de Kizach. He says, what we're saying by a Naira, she has to be informed, either. She has to know what's happening. So you tell her, you tell the father. Akhtane is a lav bastas, so memele, so you're not telling anything. I'm gonna make maima now. Fine. What's that? It's with pickles, without pickles. Well, what's maima? I don't know what maima is. I'm making maima. So she's a lav bastas. So memele, so did aloch is a via veloyi. So he says, Punkfakert, it would seem, Ktano min eiresin, ein oisin, bo maime elomidasavir. He says, who do you give the ring to? It seems he's giving her the ring. Punkfakert. It's a raya to Toysis, not a kasha on Toysis. Ein oisin, bo maime elomidasavir. So it seems the mice of maime has been done to her, a yad and kedushin she has. You can put Shubi kind of the ring, you give her the ring. But there's a din lo haidia, you have to inform what your intentions are of doing now. So by Ektana, she's a la basat, she tells the father. But Pumfakel, from the Lashon of this Mishnah, it's a raya to Tosfos. She has a yad on Kabbalah's Kedushin. If you don't need Rotzen and Das, she has a yad on Kabbalah's Kedushin, just like she has a yad on Kabbalah's Gerushin. We're speaking about a different concept over here. We're speaking about Lo Idia Lo. So the idea, although a ketana doesn't know what you're talking about, so you have to tell the father. But punfaka, the maimah you're making with her, she has a yad on kedusha. Now let us see Rashi. Ketana she shemeres. Let us perhaps see. So Rashi says, "Vanaro beimidas avio, alma heiche de mafkas atzma milshus of kaiminami rabbonon bilmilsayu." That even though she's mafkia self milshus of, the rabbonon also hold hiva avio. Not the way Rabbi Yochanan said. Kedushin de midaito de beinan das amakne avio v'loihi shatayre zichsaloi. The Teir gave him this kaich to marry off his daughter. Avul geirishin sheyeshna bal kocha bein hi bein aviyah. The ma lonu ledaitoi. Why do I need his das? Ki mekabola iu nami al kochehu. So by geirishin it's bein hi bein aviyah. The Rebbe, the Omar maimer teufis bi yevoma bal kocha. It's going according to Rebbe. Im zorak lo kesef wa omol areyat mekodeshes li. Now, agav uche, I was, want to be ma'irer, by Kedushay Maimer, there are a few in Yonim by Kedushay Maimer, there's rotzen on the issues, there's rotzen on making the Maise Kedushin, and that Rabor Ber says that, that's the Chiddush, according to Rebbe, the husband can do everything, we don't need that the Yevomah should be mishtatet. But the Barber says, but Lagabi the Kenyan of the Kesef is another thing. Maim only works if she was Zoyche in the Kesef, so then the Halacha is that to make Kedushim, but she has to be Koine the Kesef. So that, the Barber says in Simon Chafei, that Gizich need her Rotzen. I mean, if she doesn't want to be Koine the money, so how could you make issues over here? Rashi doesn't seem to say like that. Rashi says, "Im zorak lo kesef," he threw the money to her. It doesn't say if she accepted it, if she didn't accept it. The advice is that's called maimer bal kocha. But mularet mekudeshesli. Rabbi Yoim mekone kesha maimer li yestriche get la maimer ze im bo lach leitzlo. Biyad yivam mekanyula bal kocha den aflam mevi yivam perikam de yivamis.